praying for you. Amen. I thank God for it this morning. Got your Bibles this morning. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2. We'll start reading the Word of the Lord. Amen. Paul writing to Timothy here, he said, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things thou hast heard of me among many witnesses. The same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier," he said, "of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Amen. Father, we're grateful this morning for your goodness, and we thank you for each and every one that's come. We pray, God, that you'd guard these lips, and only that be pleasing unto you, God, would go forth. Give us liberty, give us voice, give us volume, God, this morning. Anoint the preacher, God, we pray. We'll love and praise you for it in Jesus' wonderful name. Notice there in chapter 2 and verse 3 there, he said, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a good soldier." Amen. I want to talk just a little while this morning about being a good soldier. Whether we realize it or not, each and every one of us have been called, amen, by Jesus to be a good soldier. Not just a soldier, but a good soldier. There's a difference between a soldier and a good soldier. Amen. Thank God for the calling of God, that God called each and every one of us into the kingdom of God. You were not drafted, you were chosen by God. And there's a difference between a draft and being chosen. It was your will to follow him. Aren't you glad that God left it up to you? He called you to be a soldier, and whether you accept the call, in Titus 2, and we'll find over there in Titus 2 and 11, the Bible said, "The grace of God hath appeared unto all men." And when it appears to mankind, what he does with the grace of God, only eternity holds the truth of the matter in what he does with the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, today as we look here, we look at the setting of the scripture this morning, as God give us a call to be a good soldier. We look back to chapter 1 of 2 Timothy as we find wrote Paul. He's writing as an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. And notice who he's talking to. He said, "Now to Timothy, my dearly beloved son," I said, "grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father in Christ Jesus our Lord." Notice what he goes on to say. "I thank God whom I serve," it said, "from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, be mindful of the tears, that I may be filled with joy." Notice in verse 5 there of chapter 1, he said, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt in thy grandmother," it said, "and also in thy mother Eunice." He said, notice what Paul said. He said, "I am persuaded," amen. He said, "I am persuaded that in thee also," amen. For a man to be a good soldier, there's got to be the faith inside of him. Not only was it in his grandmother, not only was it in his mother, now that faith, amen, is instilled also in Timothy, that Paul was looking upon him, amen. He said, "Wherefore I put thee to remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting laying on of hands. He said, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear. Notice now, and notice this here verse. He said, now God's not given us a spirit of fear. A good soldier's not going to have a spirit of fear. Now we sing the song in our churches, about those, the traitors will have no place in the kingdom of God. Oh my, I'm glad for the boldness that God will equip His soldiers with. He said He'd give us not the spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound love and of a sound mind. Amen. You'll not find any good soldier that don't love to be a good soldier. You know, often think about, a good soldier, you'll see them dress. They'll be dressed appropriately. They won't be dressed sloppy. No, they'll have that uniform on. It'll be just fit shine. They'll have them shoes fit shine. They'll look like a real soldier. Now you can see them and pick them out from any direction. I was thinking this morning, but we go to the family reunion, which is today. You got a nephew that sometimes it comes dressed in his military uniform. They wear that uniform with pride. They're proud to be a soldier of our great nation. Church, this morning, God's looking for somebody that'll be proud, someone that'll take pride and stand for that's true and be loyal and be faithful to the cause. Many times I think back about one time they asked old Montgomery, which was over the British command during Eisenhower, ask him, how do you interpret the Great Commission? He said, you can't interpret the Great Commission. He said, you just got to do it. Go ye into all the world. There's nothing to question about that. I was thinking about the two spies that Joshua sent into the land to spy out the land. They come back with Ike. They said, oh, nice, there's grapes over there. It takes two men to tote it, man. Aren't you glad of the provisions that God's got set for you and I on the other side? We can't be timid. We can't tiptoe. I'll tell you, church, we've got to be bold and strong in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're not living in our church world today. Everybody seems to think it's a democracy. No, it's not a democracy. It's not about you and I. It's about a faithful God. It's not about a faithful man, but a God that will do exceedingly abundantly above that. And we think or ask, and we can look unto Him. Amen. The author, the finisher of our faith. I'm glad this morning, church, that I can report to you that He'll do to depend on. No matter what you face in life, no matter what you encounter, amen, He's more than a match for the enemy. He said the battle's not yours, but it's God's. I'm glad this morning, this battle's not mine, brother Larry, but it belongs to God. It's not me and you. It's a battle faithful God that's going to see us through and carry us to victory. Amen. We've got to be faithful to the cause of Christ Jesus. Oh, man, we've got to win the loss at any cost. There's many things we begin to look at as we talk about a soldier. A good soldier's one that can take orders. Ain't that right, Brother Leroy? A good soldier's one that can take orders. He'll take those orders to the point when he receives those orders, it's automatic, Brother Ike. He don't question. He don't look around. He just carries out the orders that's given unto him. Why does he carry out those orders? He's been disciplined to the fact, amen, that those are the right things to do for the right reason and for the right cause. We as God's children must suffer to go through discipline. discipline if we're to be that God wants us to be and be a good soldier. We're going to have to be disciplined. I'm not talking about church discipline. I'm talking about discipline by the word of God. Amen. It's going to come times in your life when you face an enemy. There's a real enemy out there. Amen. That's out to destroy you. He's out to destroy your family. He's out to destroy society. Amen. The Bible said, Jesus doing the talking. He said, the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy. He said, I come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. We're in a spiritual battle, church, this morning. Amen. We have an enemy from every direction, but thank God we have someone that'll never leave nor forsake. He said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. He said, his arm's not shortened, neither his ear heavy, and it cannot save. Aren't you glad this morning, church, and he'll be always with you? Amen. We're soldiers under orders. There's not a match for our Savior, no. I tell you, it's his battle, it's not ours. Brother Larry, you know, a lot of people get timid and shaken along the way, but I'll tell you this morning, you get rooted and grounded in the Word of God. I said, nothing will ever substitute the Word of God. I want you to notice what he said. He owed Timothy there. He said, study to show thyself approved. He said, unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Amen. But he said, notice this. This is what we talk about in this discipline or discipleship. He said, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat and doth a canker of whom? Of hiding and filius. But I want to tell you something, church. The greatest thing that you and I can ever do is hide the word of God in our heart. You know, today, I was thinking the other day, Brother Ike, I look across our countryside today, and many of our preachers are running anywhere from 70, 75 to 80 years old that's filling pulpits in churches across our land. Our church, in 5 years, if God tarries, it's going to be many of those that's eliminated by time. And I'll tell you what's scary this morning. I don't see many that's being called to step in and step up and preach the Word of God. We have many today that's going, we've heard a lot of them. You've probably heard it said, some's called, some sent, some bundle up and went, some mama called and daddy sent. But I want to tell you something. It comes a time in your life, when your friends are not there. It's going to come a time in your life when mom and daddy is not there, and you have nothing else but to stand flat-footed upon the Word of God and trust God. Amen. To fight your battles. Blessed be his holy name. A good soldier. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. When a spiritual warfare, it's a real battle of life and death. We have a real enemy. That's the reason Paul said in Ephesians 6 and 10, he said, put on the whole armor of God. Notice what he said. He didn't say, put on the half armor of God. He didn't say, put on the part of the armor of God. He said, put on the whole armor of God. When you look at the whole armor of God, you're looking nothing more at the Word of God. Amen. Am I being wrapped up, tied up? Amen. And being founded upon the Word of Almighty God. I like that part when he said, all Scripture's given by the inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, said reproof and correction and for instruction of righteousness, and a man of God be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Aren't you glad, church, for the Word of God this morning? I like what they had said there, Brother Ike. He said, the foundation standeth sure. He said, the foundation standeth sure. There's a lot of foundation foundations that are collapsed. He's a lot that'll roll away, but the Word of God's forever settled. Amen. I'm glad that it is. It's forever settled. He's many tossed to and fro, but let me assure you one thing. There's not anything anymore up to date come off the press at midnight tonight in the Word of God. It'll do to stand on. It'll do to live by. Amen. I'll never forget what old Brother Bill George said. He said this. Them young preachers at BBI one day hemmed him up. He said, Brother Bill, he said, oh, said, have you got you one of those new versions of the Word of God? He said, no, said, I still got this old King James Version. He said, oh, but said, Brother Bill, them young boys did, said, Brother Bill, he said, this here carry you so much further. He said, young man, said, you believe this will get me to heaven? He said, yes, sir. He said, that's good enough. He said, as far as I want to go. He said, I believe I'll get off right there. Aren't you glad, church, that this is our hope? This is the direction that man ought to travel, and it's by the Word of God. Amen. Amen. My. Being a good soldier. My. Said old Bert Clendenin, and I'll never forget, said that he'd travel the mountainsides up there, and said when he went up there, he'd listen to an old preacher. He said he was an old colored preacher. He said he'd listen to him. And during the early 70s, he said, Mr. Eisenhower, late 60s, he said, Mr. Eisenhower, he said, America don't need a bigger military. He said, that's not what we need. He said, America don't need bigger bombs. And this is in the 60s. He said, what America needs is fervent preachers that'll preach the Word of God. I said, fervent preachers that'll preach the Word of God with a desire, amen, to equip and get ready and disciple those, amen, that's fixing to do battle for Christ Jesus. Because we're all, whether we realize it or not, are called to be a soldier. And not only called to be a soldier, but called to be a good soldier. I'll never forget what Jesus told Peter. Peter, one day, he asked him, said, Peter, said, whom do men say that I am? He said, some say Jeremiah, said Elias, or one of the prophets. He said, but whom do you say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, now Peter said, flesh and blood hadn't revealed this unto you, but he said, the Father which is in heaven. He said, went on to tell Peter, he said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Notice what he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of the living God. On my church today, I'm glad to know that God's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I'm glad that it's more than a match for the enemy. Amen. I told my wife this morning, I said, you know, I said, a good soldier, Brother Leroy, one thing he can't give up is no information. He can't give up no information if he's taken at captive, Brother Ike. He'd be charged with treason if he gave up any information. But you know, I was telling my wife this morning, I said, you know, the Lord said he knowed our thoughts and even the intents of our heart. The Bible said the Lord knows your thoughts and even the intents of your heart. It didn't say the devil knew those things, did it? Not at all. You know, many people give up too much information, don't they? They tell the devil more than he needs to know. And he has a field day with them, because why? Oh my, God's called you to be a good soldier and not just a soldier. My. Isn't God good? Yeah, I said, isn't God good? Aren't you glad that he equips those that he called? You know, you take a young soldier today that's drafted into the military, the first thing they're going to do with him is send him off to Montgomery. I believe that's still where they send him off to, isn't it? I don't know, but anyway, that's where they used to send him off to. And the first thing they told him up there with Ike, they know their mama had them and their daddy raised them. But now they belong to the greatest fighting force in the world had ever seen. And they'd go on with a long spiel and tell them just how they was fixing to be part of one of the greatest military operations known to man. What they done with them was broke them down and made them to the soldiers. Amen, that they wanted them to be. What were they doing with them? They were discipling them. What are we to do? We're to disciple our young converts today. Amen. What are we to disciple them with? Nothing more and nothing less.
manifest in the precious word of God that abideth in man forever. Thank God. It'll steer, guide, lead, and direct those in man to eternal life. Aren't you glad this morning for that we have in Christ Jesus? Oh my, we look back, we wonder why some fought so many battles along the way. Hey, we ain't faced nothing yet. I said, we ain't faced no temptation yet. Oh my, there's many that's fought a many good fight. Oh, John the Baptist gave his head. I said, he gave his head for the gospel, for a simple message, Brother Ike. Oh my, it wasn't some great extreme doctrine. No, but just a simple message. Oh, King said, you can't have your brother-in-law's wife. No, he couldn't have her. No, I'll tell you what, it cost him his head for just standing for that that's right. Sometimes, amen, it costs you more to stand for that that's right than it would cost you to fight a great war. And sometimes it costs you more to stand for that that's morally right than it would cost you to fight a great battle. But God's looking for those that'll stand in this evil day and put on the whole armor of God and change our churches and change America and change our society to that he would have it be. My, my, my. Many of the programs we have in area churches across our country side today totally leave out the precious Word of God. I've heard folks say, oh, we had church today. We didn't even have no preaching. My, that's like going to a steakhouse and ordering a steak, and they're bringing out an empty plate, isn't it? I'll tell you what. I said, you'd be mad if you went up there and paid $42 for a steak plate, and you didn't even have a steak on it, wouldn't it? I would somewhat be left out if I went to the house of God. They didn't sing the first song. They just sat around and looked at one another. We didn't even have no preaching. Most of them don't even sing out of the song boots anymore. They got them one up there. They sing it about 30 times, trying to get the feeling just right. But if you're looking at feelings to get you through, they'll lead you down a road of defeat. Yes, sir. I said, if you're looking for feelings to get you through, they'll lead you down a road of defeat. As many mornings I get up and I don't feel like getting up, don't you? Oh, my. That's what happens to you when you get above 40 years old. Oh, my. And when you hit 50, it even gets worse. And don't look back because it don't get any better. There's days that you just ain't going to feel like getting up. And if you walk by feelings and not by faith, Brother Raymond, amen, we'd walk in defeat. But thank God for the Word of God that we stand on flat-footed many times. We look about us. Many today, all they see is that's around them. They see the enemy. God's not looking for those, you know. He's looking for somebody that sees the victory. Somebody that's looking for the victory. Amen. Somebody that's looking unto Him that can follow instructions and follow orders. There's some things, amen, that a good soldier's got to have. He's got to have courage. First of all, he's got to be faithful to his cause. He's got to know what his goal and his mission is, Brother Ike. And to know your goal and your mission, you've got to know the Word of God. You know, today we have men across our country that's running churches that knows little about the Word of God. I just be real with you. We have a most important, I'll never forget what an old time preacher said, Brother Ike. He said this was in the 70s, along 73 and 75. He said he dared believe that 75 to 80% of the church then was lost without God. They come to the house of God. Man, they were good attenders, but they were lost without God in reality. I'll tell you something. Those statistics ain't got any better since 1975. Not in part. And you know, today we're living in a democratic society. Everybody's got to have a vote, and everybody's got to have a voice. Oh my. And a lot of our churches today are ruled by the flesh of the majority of those that's lost. Sad. Very sad. Amen. Ruled by majority of the lost. What do you have? You have a sensual body. A sensual body. A soldier don't move by his feelings. No. He's not moved by his feelings. He's moved by discipline. That he's trained to do. A lot of people say, I just go by that old gut feeling. You better watch that old gut feeling.
it'll lead you astray. I said, that old gut feeling will get you if you're not real careful. I said, you can't go by the gut, but you better go by the Word of God. Amen. That abideth forever. Amen. You know, our streets are not even safe anymore, church, in reality. Our homes in a lot of places are not safe. Our schools are not safe. They've got guards at the door of a lot of the major city schools today. There's more drugs in school campuses than is on the street corner a lot of our cities. There's more weapons in schools. Hey, you know, I remember when we went to school, worst thing you had was maybe a pocket knife there that somebody sneaked in or one at an FFA type project. We used to win knights and such as that, and we was allowed to carry them home. But my, what they're bringing in our schools today, and we wonder what's going on. Our society as a whole is in peril. What we need today is men and women that'll stand for God, that'll stand for the truth, that'll stand for the right, and be good soldiers of the cross. There's a cross and a Christ who stands for victory. I said, there's a cross and a Christ and stands for victory. And we're victorious through Christ Jesus, who strengthens me. We're more than conquerors through Him. Why? Because we're a good soldier and He's equipped us to be. Amen. Look at the one sitting beside you and say, I want to be a good soldier. I am a good soldier through Christ Jesus and His Word. Amen. I'm going to be that it helped me to be. Amen. There's nothing that can match the blood of Jesus. I was thinking about that this morning. By His stripes, Brother Larry, we are healed. Amen. It didn't say might be. It said we are healed. I'll tell you, there's not a sickness that's a match for the blood of Jesus. I said there's not a sickness that's a match for the Word of God. There's not one disease that's a match for the blood of Jesus. Neither the stripes that it bore at Calvary. I thank God this morning, church, that we can hold fast to the Word of God. Be strong in faith and be courageous. You know, the Bible said that every nation that forgets God, every nation that forgets God will be turned into hell. You know, we're living in those times today. Our nation's forgot who's made her great. It wasn't the big bombs, the great military. It was a good God that sat on the portal of heaven that sits upon the throne that's blessed America and made her great and made her what she is today. I'll tell you, every revival that we've ever seen has come on the heels of one of the darkest times that we've ever seen. And church, I want to tell you this morning, we're looking at one of the darkest times and some of the darkest hours that's known unto humanity today. Know this, the Bible said, He said, this know also. He said, in the last days perilous times shall come. He said, for men shall be what? Lovers of them own selves. It said, covetous, proud boasters. It said, blasphemers. It's disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Notice what He said, false accusers. He said, incontinent, fierce despisers of those what? That are good. He said, notice this, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, what? More than lovers of God. You know the reason our churches are empty today? Because people are lovers of pleasures more than they are lovers of God. You know, a lot of people think that they can tiptoe through the tubes and have a good relationship with God. They're just kidding themselves. Either you're in or you're out. Amen. Either you're cold or you're hot. There's no in-between. You can't play around with God. He knows everything. David made that mistake in the Old Testament. He thought he'd concealed, he had done everything. But you know what God did to David? God set David's barley fields on fire for him. God help us today to be obedient to the Word of God. Amen. Being obedient to the Word of God. You know, every revival's come upon the darkest hills. Amen. Of some of the darkest times this world has ever seen. Three things to be a good soldier. You absolutely have to be faithful to God. I said you absolutely have to be faithful to God. The same way it is in the military of our great nation. Hey, you have to be faithful to America.
You have to pledge your allegiance to our nation. Amen. Same way it is with God. We have to be faithful unto Him. The Bible said, notice what it said over there. Amen. He said, now unto all them that come unto Him, what did it say? Must believe that He is. Now to them that come unto Him must believe that He is. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. Diligently seek Him. Aren't you glad, church, this morning that He is a rewarder? He's got a reward put up for you. He's got a reward laid up for you. The Bible said, in this life only we have hope. We as of what? Men most miserable. That's the reason you see these miserable campers. They're always down and out. Why? They ain't got no hope. They're actors that play. You know, most part, I say this in a lot of churches. In a lot of churches, hey, some need to go to Hollywood because they'd make good actors. I'm telling you, they'd make real good actors. They can put on a show at church. But in reality, I want to tell you something. It's a blood bought that's going. I said those. The Bible said, I said the blood bought. So Jesus told Nicodemus, He said, you must be born again. It's all about being blood washed and born again, an old fashioned born again experience. You know, a lot of people are professors, but very few are possessors. Amen. Have a lot of professors, but very few possessors. The possessors are the one. He's coming back after those that what? Are looking, after those that are watching, and after those that loving His appearing. Aren't you glad that He's coming back, church, to receive us unto His home? Amen. A good soldier. Amen. You've heard the old saying. This didn't come out of the Bible. Old soldiers never die. Amen. Them good soldiers will never die. Amen. They have eternal life awaiting for them. Now, that quote didn't come out of the Bible. Notice what it said. You've probably heard it said, old soldiers never die. But them good soldiers will never die. Amen. They have eternal life that's waiting from them. Amen. Three things required to be a good soldier. Absolutely found faithful. The next thing he's got to have is courage. Courage. Amen. Can't be a coward in the service. He will find no place. We've sang the song. Amen. Coward in the service. He will find no place. Keep on the firing line. Keep on the firing line. We sing the song and sing the song. But it takes courage. Amen. Not courage within yourself, but the boldness that God gives you. Amen. God will give you boldness like you've not ever seen. I can remember, Brother Leroy, I was a shy, timid 18, 19-year-old boy. I went to church. I sit about where Brother's sitting back here, Brother Bobby's sitting back here. I'd sit back there. I didn't want to get involved in nothing. I'd come in late and be the first one to leave. But they'd start altar call, I'd slip out the back. I'd slip in 5 minutes late, and I'd hear them singing. I'd sit right on the back. I'd sit back there. I thought I was doing my duty. Amen. I sit back there religiously, like a lot of folks do today across our churches. I was religious coming to church, but I was lost, brother. Lost without God, headed to the same hell that Hitler went to the same one that Stalin went to all the tyrants of inhumanity. But I want to tell you something. But they come a day, one day I was sitting back there. Hey, conviction was in the house. Amen. Hey, without conviction, there'll never be conversion. I couldn't tell you what the preacher preached. I couldn't tell you what the singer sang. I know it was good. I don't remember a thing the preacher preached, but I do remember this. I remember getting up from an old-fashioned altar change by the power of God. No longer timid and shy. No. Oh, my. But thank God for His goodness and His mercy. Amen. Be a good soldier. Amen. Be faithful. Be courageous. Oh, Lord. Be full of courage. Men stood in the Old Testament in the face of death. John the Baptist stood in the face of death. I want to read you something here out of the book of Hebrews. Notice what it said. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, of Jephthah, David, Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, cleansed the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourge and jail. Moreover, bonds of imprisonment then were stoned. And they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins, goatskins, being destitute, afflicted and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. Now these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. But notice, God provided some better thing for us. For us, God provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Oh, my church, what God has in store for you and I. Oh, my. He equipped every one of them. They face, notice what the Scripture said. They loved not their lives unto death, but they gave it all to Christ Jesus and for the cause of Christ. Amen. Courage is something that everyone must have. Amen. It takes more courage to be right than to fight a war. It takes more courage to be morally right. Amen. Than to fight a great battle. It's all about courage that God gives you and I. It's nothing about being timid. Many people today are timid. Many preachers across America today are timid. They'll not preach the truth. Why? Because it will cost them their job. Because of a central body that'll send them down the road. Oh my. Send them packing. It's nothing to put a preacher in the wind, as they say, anymore. Oh my. It's just a quick vote and they're gone. You know just how many churches within rock's throw of right around here that's without pastors? I dare say there's 8 to 10 churches that's without preachers today. Why? Amen. Because mostly in part the flesh is running the church. I said the flesh is running the church. Very sensual. Oh my. Not the good soldiers that's leading the fight. But God's looking for a good soldier. Not just a soldier, but a good soldier. Amen. There's 3 things, amen, that a soldier can expect. Amen. You can expect hardships. They're coming. I said hardships are going to come. That enemy is going to come knocking at your door. Jesus was led into the wilderness by who? The Holy Ghost led Jesus into the wilderness. 40 days and 40 nights. He hungered. He fasted. And when he came out, Brother Larry, notice who came. The tempter came. Amen. You know what he stood on, brother? He stood flat-footed on the Word of God. There are going to be days in your life when hardships come, as I've said earlier, and you have nothing more to stand on than the Word of God. And that's all you need is the Word of God. More comfortable than any friend you'll talk to. Amen. He'll give you more of a foundation, amen, than any foundation you can ever stand on. Amen. And there's something else. Oh my. That a good soldier can expect. He can expect to do battle. Amen. Yes, sir. He can expect. Brother Leroy, when you was in the Army, how many have we had in here that's been in the military, that's fought in battles, that's been overseas? Everyone that's been over the phone, you expected when you went over to go into battle, didn't you? There was an expectation that there was a fight at hand. You didn't go over to play, you went over to fight. It was a battle at hand. I want to tell you something. There's a real enemy out there, a spiritual enemy called the devil. They'd love to destroy you. He'd love to destroy your family. He'd love to destroy your marriage. He'd love to destroy society as a whole. But I thank God Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He's a strong help in a day of trouble. Amen. The battle's not yours. The battle's not mine. But it belongs to God. Aren't you glad this morning for it? Amen. You can expect a chance to do battle.
But you know what the best part of it all is? You can expect to be part of the greatest victory that's ever been known to mankind. You can be part of the greatest victory. And it's not you and I that's going to win it. It was Jesus that won it at Calvary. For you and for me. He hung upon a cruel cross, Brother Larry. Amen. That nothing would stand a match for you and I because of Him. And closing this morning, you know the 23rd Psalm. Oh my, how good it is. Oh, well, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. Isn't He your shepherd this morning? If God's your shepherd, He said, if I be for you, who can be against you? Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm glad this morning that greater is He than he that's in the world. That 23rd Psalm, how sweet it is. The Lord is my shepherd. As Emily would come to play the piano this morning, sing that is appropriate. Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Amen. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, not for my name's sake, but for His name's sake. Yes. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and as a good soldier, you're going to walk through that valley. He said, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff. They comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of our enemies. Amen. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. The Bible said, if our ways pleased Him, He'd make even our enemies be at peace with us. Amen. But we must hold fast to the faith. For Paul told Timothy, he said, there'd come a time when they're not dear. Sound doctrine. My, my. But they'd heap themselves teachers, itching ears. My, my. That word endure means to hold fast, to hold on, and don't be moved by every wave, wind, or doctrine, but hold on to the Word of God. Nothing more than the pure Word of God. Nothing less than the Word of God to hold fast to it. Amen. One writer said that he would hide the Word of God in his heart that he might not what? Sin against his Lord. Everyone reverently standing this morning. God dealing with your heart, would you come? Brother Ike. Amen.